Shin Tazayin, Seif Yud Beis. Chai v'oyim sheberushus amuter letzudon v'rush lo'yim ro'i du. If a person has a pet, domesticated animal, he's allowed to trap them. They can't pick them up because they're muktzeh, but he can push them into their cages. We're talking about the type of animals that already recognize their home and they'll always automatically go back into their places and Caesar catch them. So they're considered always trapped because they're really under your control. Continues the Machaber. Avnei Modem also the Taisim Afila v'chotzer and machotzer godem shem loy godel b'nei odem or yusvichem etzudem. If they're in this chotzer, it's big enough that a creature in this area when you need to run after him to catch it, then if you have this animal that rebelled against you and it's in that type of area, you're not allowed to trap it because you take him from a place which is not really under your control to a place which is under your control. The more stringent opinions that say the animals that are in your reshus are also to trap. But it's only the drabonim. Have a part of the sus, but Hoshikin Shachai Vaishimoldu. But an animal that rebelled and is running away, then for sure it's the rise of an ikar. Chatul dinu kashachaya, also the taste of a Shabbos. A cat is like these other creatures, which is also to trap on Shabbos. So basically, the mashmas of the Ram over here is that pets that you have, there's isidur avonah, and if you have this cow and a horse that was murdered, there's isidur rise. The Achrayim learn that in the case of the cow and the horse, if they are still behaving themselves and they're domesticated, then that isn't the Rabbanah does not apply. Why? Because their nature is not to jump away from you. So once you have it domesticated, the mamash is completely under your control, and that's mutter even the Rabbanah. The other ones, though, are domesticated animals, definitely going to come home, but when you want them, you have to make a little run for your money to get them. Those ones, according to the Ramo, are also mid Rabbon. So once again, if the animal's not yet rogel to the house, and when you let it out of its cage, it runs to a little place, and it's very hard to get it back, then you're not putting a cage in Shabbos, and it's a derisa. If it's a situation which you do have to run after, but you can easily catch it, that's the Issa Rabbon to trap it in your house. And if it's an animal that doesn't jump away from you, that's Mutter Afilo Lachat Chila to put in its cage in Shabbos.